My work colleagues had some useful advice for me today. One of them said, make sure you come back. The other one said, make sure you take some warm clothes. And the other one said, don't get eaten by a bear.
It's not unusual to daydream about leaving work for a sabbatical, gap year, or just any adventure. Most people have an answer to that question.
I'd go to Cape Town in Africa because you can swim with great white sharks.
I'd like to live in New York and spend my time in Central Park with the children.
I'd go to Hermosa and get a job at a bar maybe, and then drive down the coast.
Probably go to South America or something, just get lost.
I'd have a little combi van and I would drive around and have my tent, or my hammock even, walk down trails and things, canoe fjords.
I really want to go to Disneyland Paris by myself.
Some of the jobs we've been leaving are important, some are challenging, and some have been long adventures just in the training to get to where we are.
My name is Tessa Coulson. I guess I've spent really the last 20 years or so becoming a doctor.
About a year ago, Tess spotted an opportunity that was a little more unusual than a backpack around Bangkok or a flight to America.
I heard about this post that is in Nepal and is pretty high up on a trekking route set up as a porter shelter. In this porter shelter, they have a sort of small medical rescue post for any trekkers that are coming through and any porters that need any medical assistance.
Of all the places in the world to imagine, there's perhaps nowhere more well known than Everest.
American is the latest climber to die on Mount Everest.
There was a large group on the summit at the time I got there.
At that altitude, there is not enough oxygen for humans to breathe, so vital supplies are used up while the climbers just wait.
One valley in the Everest region is becoming popular as an alternative to the crowded, famous mountain, but almost equally as remote.
There are two separate places. One of them is in a place called Machermo, which is at about 4,500 meters, I think 4,400 meters, on one of the trekking routes. And then the other one is a bit further up the valley in a place called Gokyo, which is a bit higher and is quite a popular destination now for trekkers who are trying to avoid the sort of hubbub around Everest Base Camp. People do get sick up there, and they do get really sick potentially quite quickly, and it's quite a good place to have trained doctors around.
The charity, the International Porter Protection Group, with Community Action Nepal, have sent doctors to the two porter shelters and rescue posts in the villages of Machermo and Gokyo for 17 years.
A good place for them to be situated to try to do a bit of education and prevention as people are on the way up past these posts.
The kind of thing that we're likely to see up there is a real, really big spectrum. It could be anything from someone who's got some nasty blisters to someone who's got nasty sickness and diarrhea to altitude illnesses. It's definitely a possibility that we could see someone who's so unwell that they then have a cardiac arrest when we're there. If they were to die, that would be a massive deal. That would be you know, it's not expected at all that that kind of thing will happen where we are.
As with all of us, if the dream became a reality, we would then look at what we were leaving behind.
I live with my wife, Charlotte, in a very nice house, which got a nice garden out the back. We've got two guinea pigs. One's called Patch and the other one's called Winnie. They're really cute, and Winnie especially is very fluffy. And Patch is just really cool. A perfect relaxing evening would be sitting on the couch, getting cozy with the fire on, watching some TV, wearing really, really comfy clothes. Really ugly clothes. In terms of being apart, that is really tricky. The thought of her not being there is quite sad because of how remote I am and the kind of thing that I'm doing. I am very aware that this is quite hard
for both of us, but especially for Charlotte, because she's a bit of a worrier. I know it's maybe not the safest place, but equally I could get run over by a car here. I might as well go adventuring instead.
The journey itself will take weeks, including a flight to one of the most dangerous airports in the world.
Welcome back. Well, three people were killed when a small plane veered off the runway while taking off and hit two parked helicopters. This happened at the Lukla Airport in Nepal. Now, the incident occurred as the plane skidded off the runway while preparing to take off.
Lukla is the airport that's up in the mountains. It's at about 2,800 metres and you can fly there from Kathmandu, and it's a very common route used by people who want to trek up to the Everest area. The problem with it is, because it's so high, it's quite exposed to bad weather, so if there's mist down or if there's bad winds or rain, then the flights will be affected. There have been, unfortunately, a number of crashes in the last 20 years or so. I don't know when the most recent one was. I don't particularly want to think about it too much, but there are regular crashes. These pilots, they must do it every day. They're going to be so skilled. So that's how I look at it. I'm not too worried about it, to be honest. It might be completely naive of me.
With 1 month to go, things start to become a reality.
It's exciting. There's a never-ending list of things to do. It all seems to be coming together finally. I've got about 10 days until I leave Charlotte, who has been talking about maybe coming out for ages. We've just decided that she will actually come out to stay at some point whilst I'm out there, probably towards the end. But that means that she'll get to come and see what I'm doing, and she'll be sort of be able to kind of be part of it for a little bit, which is really exciting too. Oh yeah, and the other thing is RAB, so there's the outdoor equipment company RAB. They do a bit of sponsorship for the charity that I'm going with, IPPG. They donate nice down jackets to us. So yesterday we were selecting nice warm down jackets from their website, which will hopefully be delivered before we leave. I've been thinking about packing for months. It's just taken me ages and ages. So one of the things that I struggled with was just like really simple stuff like toothpaste. How much toothpaste does one person need?
Tess decided to record an audio diary for you to share in the adventure.
I'm recording this journey for you because I think I'm probably only going to do it once, so I might as well record it whilst I'm along the way, and I can take you with me too, because hopefully it'll be quite an unusual journey. I'm hoping that there'll be some really interesting medicine and some fantastic scenery and lots of interesting people and experiences, so hopefully that'll be something worth sharing. And you guys won't need to risk any death, apart from maybe death by podcast.
What Tess didn't know when she started this journey was the difficulty of the events ahead, some of which would mean that for the charity, this trip would become the last. The rest of the episodes of this podcast are the audio diary entries sent back by Tess when she could get enough connection to do so. Starting with episode 2 in the monsoon rain of Kathmandu. Welcome to the last season in Nepal.
If you like the podcast and you want to support it, then please like it, share it. You could subscribe to it, or you can even donate and find more information about the charities if you go to lowfatradio.com/doctor. Thank you.